It's May 1888 in the office of Max Stegemann, the manager of the opera house. Opposite him sits Gustav Mahler, deputy conductor and director of music at the main theatre in Leipzig. The atmosphere is tense.
I've had enough, sir. It's quite impossible to knock the flippancy out of this orchestra. I demand discipline and absolute devotion to the music. Otherwise, we might as well forget the whole thing.
Mr. Mahler, just recently, you couldn't praise concertmaster Henri Petri enough. You said he could read the innermost movements of your baton and turn them into music. Surely, the fact that one rehearsal got out of hand isn't going to destroy your regard for the whole orchestra.
It's a matter of principle. I demand complete accuracy, nothing less. Why should we composers write music if it's going to be performed so shoddily?
Don't stick your neck out too far, Mr. Mahler. I realise that your successful completion of Weber's unfinished opera, The Three Pintos, has made our theatre famous. But now, with Nikisch's prolonged illness, you need to focus more on your obligations here at the theatre.
Are you accusing me of slacking? This season I've conducted no fewer than 214 performances of over 50 different compositions. And don't forget that I've been writing music as well.
Well, I've had the impression for some time that you've been losing interest in what's been going on here. In that letter that you wrote 2 months ago, you said that...
I kindly requested that you judge my neglectfulness less harshly since you knew the reason for it full well. And what's more, I'm definitely my old self again, for I've just completed it, my first symphony. It gushed out of me like a mountain stream. There are still a few bits and pieces that need tidying up, but basically it's finished.
My dear Mr. Mahler, I'm afraid that I cannot give you the time off you're asking for, since you'll be letting down the other actors and musicians. Senior Director Albert Goldberg says that...
So, that's what you're driving at. Goldberg knows he's got you on his side. He's accused me of being malicious and obstinate. I won't stand for it anymore. My music is being played in Hamburg, Prague and Budapest. There are plenty of other places that would welcome me, you know. There's no future for me here.